This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 23rd. God's word for you today is Dologue. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 8, and it says, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming." Our third lesson from Daniel about praying in and through a crisis is, I let God speak to me before I speak to him. And this is huge. I pray through a crisis when I let God speak to me before I speak to him. We often pray in a hurry, calm down, because everything originates from God. Everything. Even the things we think we initiated. If you check, you will discover that God initiated it. Everything comes from him. We love him because he first loved us. Yes, you love God, but think about it. We love him because he first loved us. We serve him today because he first served us. Jesus came and laid down his life for you and me. So, we serve today in response to what he did for us. We serve because he first served us. We give because he first gave to us. We do not give to do God a favor. We give in response to God. We give because he first gave to us. He has given us grace. He has given us life. He has given us health. He has given us abundance. He has given us all forms of things that pertain to life and godliness. So, when it comes to prayer, prayer is talking to God, and it follows the same pattern. We talk to him because he has first spoken to us. Prayer should flow from God, and that is so beautiful. You need to understand that prayer actually starts with God, with the Holy Spirit. When you want to pray, start with God. Do not go to God and barrage him because in your mind, you are knocking on the gates of heaven. I have heard people say they are going to pull down the gates of heaven with their prayers. What a big joke. Let God speak to you before you speak to him. That is how to pray in a crisis and through a crisis. Is that not spooky? Waiting for God to speak? I will show you from Daniel's example. Daniel 9 verse 2 says, "I, Daniel, was studying the word of the Eternal One according to the prophet Jeremiah and discovered in the scrolls the number of years that Jerusalem must lie desolate before it is restored, that is, 70 years. Daniel was 85 years old when he was writing this, and he was still studying the scriptures. You cannot do without reading your Bible. Listen, I want to give you a top secret no one else knows. Are you ready? When you read the Bible, God speaks to you. Try it. When you read the Bible, the Word of God comes alive to you. Daniel's prayer started with God speaking to Daniel. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.